Welcome back to our podcast. My name is Emily.
And I'm Emma.
And this week we're going to be talking about our internships.
Yeah.
And basically, Emma's starting one and I'm finishing one. And we're just going to give you guys some tips on what works, what didn't. I am doing an internship right now. I won't say the company, but I'm not a huge fan of it. And so I'm going to tell you what not to do in an internship. And you're starting yours in New York City. I guess, how did you get it? What did you do?
Yeah.
How'd you apply? Why'd you pick the company?
Can I say the company or is that bad? I won't say it.
No, you can say it. I'm not going to say it because I'm going to shit on it.
I like my company.
So, you know what company I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, two summers ago, I worked on Long Island for a clothing store called Theory, and I got the job through a family member who is friends with somebody who works in the company. So I worked there for the summer doing retail, and one day I went into the city and went to their corporate office and met a lot of people, and I told the guy I was hanging out with, who gave me the tour at the end, that I wanted to come back and work for them. So flash forward to last fall,
I remember I was with you.
Yeah, I was applying. I was emailing with the HR lady and had a phone interview in January, and then found out like 3 weeks ago that I got it. Ooh. So basically, I found the internship because of someone I knew.
Okay, but pause really quick.
Yeah.
I did the same thing, and that's how I got mine. So our tip is, it's all about connections.
It's all about connections.
So, carry on.
But it's also about, like, once you have that connection, you have to, like, do your part.
Exactly.
And get the job. Because I made a connection with the guy I, hung out with, I toured the office with.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I was like, I want to work for you. Like, really like what you're doing.
Yeah. And he was like, okay, you're fired.
He gave me a hug when he left. I was like, oh, bye. He was sweet. But, yeah, so then I contacted him, and he's super busy. He's in charge. So he just kind of forwarded me to his assistant, and then she helped me connect with HR. But I still had to interview. It wasn't like, oh.
Yeah, you're in.
It was partly handed to me, but, you know, it's all about who you know.
Yeah, so what are you doing in your internship?
So I don't even know. Like, basically how the program works is there's 20 interns, and we work Monday through Thursday, and since it's a clothing company, there's so many branches within the company that you can do.
Imagine.
You can do e-commerce, you can do marketing, you can do sales, you can do design, you can do fabric, whatever.
Yeah.
And so basically when I was on the phone with HR, she was saying that I will have the opportunity to see each section of the business and meet the people and ask them questions and see what they do day to day, and then pick who I want to shadow for the day. So okay. By the end, shadow every single person. And then if I don't like something, I can go to another team. Like, it's all about, they want us to learn what there is, because I feel like in the fashion industry, there's a lot of unknown. There's a lot of jobs that aren't like common.
Mm-hmm.
Like merchandising aren't common jobs that you
There's
hear
a lot
about.
That's behind the scenes.
Yeah, and so they want you to be very familiar with what there
awesome.
Is and what you like. And I asked her, and I said, "So you have 20 interns every summer. How often do you
hire them?"
And she goes, "She said often. They always want to come back, but." Theory works with so many brands. We work with Uniqlo, we work with Rag & Bone, we work with Alice and Olivia. So they all kind of work together. So they'll have an intern who they love, and they'll be like, you would be perfect for this company.
This brand.
Yeah, so they help you.
That's super
which is
nice.
Awesome.
Yeah, New York City, I mean,
yeah,
where are
New
you
going to
be
City.
Living? So what do they do?
Okay.
Did they give you anything?
So I don't know. Okay,
well, first of all, is it paid?
It's a paid internship,
okay,
yes. I get a discount at the store.
Even better.
And their, like, largest store is right underneath the building. Like, the second floor starts the offices, and then
the store is right there. Oh, so cool. Is it in Midtown?
So that's in Meatpacking.
Okay.
But I'm living in Midtown, which is, like, Murray Hill area, if you know New York City.
Yeah.
which is like lower. East. Now it's higher. It's still Manhattan. I don't know.
There's so many different.
There's a lot.
Are you living by yourself?
I'm living by myself. Do not come harass me.
Yeah.
Don't come kidnap me.
Yeah, no.
No, yeah. So I have some really good friends in the city who will be there. And I was like,
that's
super nice.
Yeah.
Because I'm afraid.
How is it? How did you find the apartment?
So it's my aunt's apartment.
Oh, okay. Phew. Okay, good.
Yeah, no. So my aunt, you know, comes in and out of the city doing work.
Yeah.
And she.
My dad has an apartment there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she doesn't, she bought, so I was there for a week this summer in New York.
Okay.
And we went apartment shopping because we thought it'd be fun.
Oh, yeah.
And by the time we're driving back to the Hamptons, she's, like, putting a, what, making
like, okay,
an
I'm
offer
buying.
On a
yeah.
building. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay. Or on an apartment. And so she's like, if you come and work in the city, like, you can live there.
And that's,
and I'm like,
I mean, that's motivation.
It is, but it's also, like, I don't want to take advantage of the fact
yeah.
that, like, she's offering, like,
again,
I don't
I
know.
Get
I felt
it.
Bad.
But she's using it too.
I know. And so I was saying, like, oh my gosh, like, you let me know if, like, you want me to pay rent. Like,
yeah,
if you want
right.
to come stay in it, like, I will go get a hotel.
Like, I'll leave, yeah.
I feel so bad.
No, I know.
Even though I know she doesn't care.
Yeah.
And she's never there. So I was talking to her on the phone, like, a few weeks ago, and she was saying that she's bummed because she hasn't been to the apartment